This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. If you take a virtual stroll through the iTunes Store or Google Play, you will find nearly 100,000 health apps, everything from fitness trackers to blood glucose monitors. Out of all those apps, only about 100, including at least one from North Texas, have been cleared by the Federal Drug Administration. Nathan Cortez went to law school in Silicon Valley. He wears a black Nike Fitbit bracelet, and his iPhone is stocked with apps like Symptom Checker and WebMD. But some apps scare him.
I've got an app you can use to record your heartbeat or bowel sounds or other sounds, lung sounds, and it spits out a diagnosis. Just the thought that you can hold your cell phone up to your chest and receive potentially serious diagnosis of a cardiac problem is a little mind-blowing.
Cortez is a law professor at SMU in Dallas. He outlined the potential dangers of medical apps in an editorial in the New England Journal of Medicine. And while Cortez talks about hypothetical dangers, he has real-life examples of malfunctioning apps. Take a rheumatoid arthritis app from Pfizer.
It was basically a calculator trying to calculate a score for how severe your rheumatoid arthritis is, and it wasn't working. And doctors, who knows how many doctors were using this app? In that case, you may have seen treatment decisions being made based on erroneous calculations.
Or the blood glucose app drug company Sanofi recalled because it was miscalculating insulin doses. Right now, the FDA categorizes apps on three levels of risk. It only has jurisdiction over the riskiest products and doesn't review all of those. Why? Cortez says it's mainly politics and a fear of stifling innovation. As Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith recently put it, more regulation could mean developers spend time creating mobile games instead of medical apps.
So they're more likely to try to find the next angry bird as opposed to finding the next angry mole.
Well said. The FDA hopes to avoid the wrath of angry entrepreneurs. This month, the agency announced even more exemptions for mobile health products that allow users to track, log, and share data with doctors. Under those rules, Apple's HealthKit, an app to track everything from blood pressure to lung capacity, is free from regulation. But Mike Bartlett's app, which tracks retinal diseases like macular degeneration, did require FDA clearance.
We believe that a regulatory-approved medical app costs you about 10 times as much and takes about 10 times as long as doing one that's not regulated.
Bartlett from Richardson organized multiple months-long clinical studies of his company's app, My Vision Track. It was arduous and expensive. He says that's the way it should be.
I would be scared to death using a medical app that addressed a serious condition, and having a retinal disease that's causing you to go blind is very serious, believe me. And I would be very cautious about using something that was unproven. And we know for a fact there are vision tests that are available on the iPhone store today that absolutely don't work. Apps only seem to have brought all the snake oil salesmen out of the woodwork now.
Regulators are walking a fine line between letting snake oil salesmen roam free and shooing away legitimate developers. North Texas angel investor Chuck McCoy says so far he hasn't heard complaints from venture capitalists about too much sticky red tape.
The FDA overregulates in many areas, but if you are going to, in fact, make clinical claims about a device, there has to be some scientific basis for those claims.
Many entrepreneurs agree the FDA overregulates medical devices. Now, some say it's underregulating mobile health apps. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.